Je vais la donner. That for mitzvah, he is mechuyev to spend up to a third. My shlish, what does it mean up to a third? Even then, shlish they say that if somebody has to be a mitzvah mirav, let's say, or tefillah, so he is mechuyev to spend even one third of his estate, of his income. So suppose he has to be mekayim three mitzvahs, tefillin, lu esrog, in shefa, and he has to spend a third of his income, so then he'll have to spend everything. It's not like that. In other words, hamevazbis, al yivazbis, yes hamechemish. He's not allowed even to spend more than a fifth of mitzvahs. Whether he's mechuyev to spend a fifth or not, it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yeruchem and the Rambam. Rabbi Yeruchem says he's mechuyev to spend up to a tenth because of Yaakov Avinu. Yechol ha-shatitam he aser asrem. Aser means tithe, a tenth. But if he wants to spend more than a tenth, he's allowed. More than a fifth, he's not even allowed. But he's only mechuyev to spend up to a tenth. In other words, that means even if he's a rich man, who will not become impoverished as a result of spending more than a tenth, he's not mechuyev to spend more than a tenth. If he's a poor man, so then sometimes $10 might be more than 10 fifths, you know, if he's a man without means. But even if he's rich, he's in Russia. So he's not mechuyev, according to Rabbi Yeruchem, to spend more than anything. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishneh in the Eilut Dvarim Shelimem Shiur, he says that one is mechuyev to spend a fifth of mitzvahs. Now, what does the Rambam do with the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu? V'chol asher titen li aser asran loch. The answer is, I think the Goyim says it. Because Yaakov Avinu said twice, Aser Asrano, I'll tithe it, I'll tithe it. So in other words, it's two tenths. Two tenths is a fifth. But the Ramor in Chesnuev, in Simon Tofresh, in Bov, I think, he passed us like a Meruchem, that one is Mechuyev only to spend one tenth. So it couldn't be Shlish Beisi HaMitzvahs. Ela Me'ato Yimishamalit Lotimitzeh, Leisa Nikola Beisi. Let's see the Rashi. Shlish beisi shechayev otam nivaz beis b'mitzvas lulev oi tzitzes oi sefatire shlish ma sheyesh li b'yidom mitzvah a shlish b'mitzvah shim o so elo omar avzere b'yidom mitzvah a shlish b'mitzvah. It doesn't mean that one is mechuyev to give one third of his estate of his income for mitzvahs. He's not mechuyev to give more than one tenth or one fifth at most, but he is talking here about here mitzvah. In other words, he can. There are two esrog in the market. Two esrog in the market. So one esrog reaches the kosher esrog, but he's not in huda, so he has to pay $4. Then another esrog reaches in huda, he has to pay $5. So in other words, so he's mechuyev to add up to one third of the price of the kosher asset, not mula. Pida mitzvah shlish. She made say basic for tears, litmus. Ve'achot adam chaveirei, yei say shlish adam. A third of the price of the average asset. Yikach es haodo. The Tanya Zekili Vandeo, he smelled in front of Mitzvahs. Hasil Chosifateira Noe, Ulev Noe, Talis Noe, Tzitzis Noe. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Boy Rabbi Abai, Bring Rav Ashi. Shlish me gav, we shlish me ba. Shlish me gav, we chen makot nimka bishisha. If the minimum kosher esrit, the cheapest esrit that is kosher, so costs $6. So then he has to add, but he can buy in Huda by adding. So he has to add two more dollars. In other words, that will be, that's called shlish megav, one third of the price of the minimum message, of the cheapest message. That's megav. V'yikach zol ushlish meba hadamim yachlik lishnai v'yeisef chilik shlishi mishalei d'haynei mkot nimka v'shisho yeisef shlishi dinrin v'yikach zagodl b'tisho. In other words, meba means b'chutz. If the cotton is nimka for $6, but he can buy in Yehuda by paying $9, so then he's mechuyev to pay $9 at 3. So 3 of 9 will be one third. So shlish megav means of the price of the cheapest esrit that is kosher. And shlish meba means a third of the esrit of Yehuda. Take. Narove Amre, Mishmei de Rabzire, Ad Shlish Mishalei, Mikan Verilich Mishai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Shlish Mishalei, Dehane, Eise Shlish, Sheyeisev Behid HaMitzve, Mishalei, Sheyeniv Chalei Bechayev, Kidamrinam, Hayim Raasei Som, Loi Hayim Nitu Schor, because the primary schar of mitzvahs is Beilam Abo. But Beilam Azeh is not, that's not the primary schar of mitzvahs Beilam Azeh. So Ad Shlish Mishalei, so in other words, up to Shlish, so then is a Nifrelei Bechayev. Because like all mitzvahs, so the primary schar is Beilam Abo. He can be earlier, but if he's meisif more than a shlish, in other words, he's acting with nimishos adin, so then he gets rewarded by Beilam Azeh. Mashi yeisi bihido yeisi al shlish, yif le HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chayev. Shlish base a mashmad in source of as base, come a main a likness esk. A few legions should be pochis. We have a mitzvah verse. A few shlish base, ki the mashma. The few shlish base a mashma in the chayef. The amrino name a mevaz base a levad yeis a mechimish. Uvi suke choshef a ribuse. The Rav Gabriel shekome a esrei kat pelvis. Ilu Yisramelei, it was a mitzvah, so they have to spend his whole estate. So Tesis says, Ikashe, maybe the pshat in shlish means not like Yisraeli Rebbe. That means for the first mitzvah, a third of his estate. And then for the next mitzvah, a third of what is left. And then for the next mitzvah, a third of what is left. And the next mitzvah, a third of what is left. So he will not spend his whole estate on three mitzvahs. So even that is not mechui. Afilu ma'ir b'yisurai said the Rebbe, kidash konfirat mitzvahs yisho, mikol mokim yodua, shelo yechayev livaz beis, kol kach. Now, so Rashi's pshat is, at shlish b'mitzvot means, a more beautiful esrik you have to add, one third, of the price of the esrik, one third meba, but it means one third in order to buy a more beautiful esrik. Tesis, and there's the pshat by all the Rishonim. But Tesis says tzom pshat, strange pshat. Peirush shilmot esri kiegis, kmo shishir hachomin, the echod godel menu shlish is yitneu. It is due size. In other words, the minimum kosher esri is kiegis. But of course it's not very muda, a small esri kiegis. So, if he can find, some of the question is, how much more money is he supposed to spend? He has an esrik egis, which is kosher, and he has an esrik like two egis, like three egis. So of course, the larger the esrik, the more money he has to pay. So how much more money is he mechuyev to pay in order to get a larger esrik? In other words, up to a shlish larger than the smallest. Very strange pshat. Shlakodish Baruch Hu. Now let's see here the Rabbi Nachmanah. There are many chidushim in Rabbi Nachmanah, and he mentions the Hidur of Hanukkah in conjunction with our Gemara of Hidur Mitzvah. So the Rach says, since the Bible is so many is lechumra, and we have a call, Sleikit Rabbi is lechumra, and Sleikit Rabbonim is lechumra. So, according to Rach, since it's learned out from the Pesuk of Zekeli Vanveyu, so many is Sleikit Rabbi. But the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Rish Nivov, they passed in lechumra. But the question is, after all, the union of Yidam Mitzvah is learned out. Is learned out from the Tosik Zekir Ram Veil. And Zekir Ram Veil is a Tosik Terais. So it should be Lechumra. How is it the Rosh says it's Lechumra? Apparently, the Rosh it is, and there's the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. Zekir Ivan Veil is not, does not imply a mitzvah yuris. Does it say Hanveil b'mitzvahs? In the Shiras Moshe it says Zekir Ivan Veil. In other words, this is my God and I will beautify him. In other words, by emphasizing external beauty in the Chafzah of Mitzvah. So this is what Moshe said. You know, so it's a Raya, it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. But it doesn't say that it's a Mitzvah, it's a Pligator. But since Midaray said there is Mitzvah Kiyumis, so Mimele the Chachomim or Misaki, Midarabonon should be a Mitzvah Kiyumis. So Mimele, when there is a Sophic, whether it's Milgav, Milbar, so Sveiki the Rabonon Nikol. Marav Amre, Achlish Mishalei, Kalima Muzaulis, Noiz, Bimitzes, Achlish, Mikan Veilich, Imeisif Yeser al Shlish, Midi Yisera Yisa, Tigin Amfani Soni, Umeisif Le Yeser, Shem Nimtso Chimine, Vina Kodish Boruch Hu Mikapil Asfore, Elo Mishalim Mule, שמישה הקדוש ברוך הוא שנאמר מלדה דשם חינדל ופשדו. So you see, כך פשט is not like Rashi. Rashi's פשט is עד שליש משלם מכאן ולך משה הקדוש ברוך הוא that actually, so the main reward is to be expected on a bo, not doing as it because how much is by our knowledge. But he is a mishlish, so then he can expect a reward b'lam hazeh. The Rav doesn't mention anything about b'lam hazeh, b'lam haboh. He just says, up to a shlish is mechuyif. It's obligatory. In the code of the Rav, so it's a mitzvah yuvis m'yarais. So it's obligatory. But he is a mishlish. It's not a mitzvah yuvis, it's a mitzvah yumis. So maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom will give him schar, but the Gemara doesn't talk about schar b'lam hazeh, schar b'lam haboh. I mean, the Rashi, as a matter of fact, is very strange. What did the Gemara mention? B'lam hazeh haboh. The Gemara says, the Gemara uses the Russian, at shlish mishalei. What do you think mishalei? So in other words, Atshlish, so it's must, it's mishalei. So then, of course, one gets char, even when he fulfills a mitzvah that is a must. But from the rachitz mashma, that if he does it more than he is mechuyev, then he gets it mosha. Because this house smash from Rosh Barach. So he says, Achlish Mishalei Kleima Muzar Olis No Yiz Mimitze Achlish Mikam Veileich Imeis If Yesar Al Shlish Midi Yisei Reis. So he acts with Nimishos Adin. And he mentions an example of Mifami Son, which has nothing to do with Hiva Mitzvah. So in other words, Hiva Mitzvah generally is descriptive of a beautiful heft of mitzvah. The Rav mentions about giving an oni. So let's say he's supposed to give an oni a certain amount, but suppose he gives more than his mechuyev. Is that as analogous to the Hiva Mitzvah of buying a more beautiful esrog? Has nothing to do with beauty. And still the Rach mentions it. So he says, Kaleimar Achlish Mishalei Kaleimar Muzar Olish Noyiz B'mitzves Achlish Mikan Ve'elich Meisif Yesar Al Shlish Midi Yisera Yisi Kelam Fanason. In regard to Noni, is there an Indian of Shlish? Shlish is only Shaya Ligabei beautiful beauty in mitzvahs, in external beauty in mitzvahs. I mentioned that yesterday in the drosha at the Bruce banquet. So, Svetonoi, Tfilnoi, Esetnoi, Sheifanoi. So there is an Indian of Shlish. But as far as supporting an Oni, suppose he is Mechuyev to give the Oni $100 and he gives him $200. It's a big mitzvah. But what does it have to do with Hiva Mitzvah? It's a question of beauty. It's a question of doing the mitzvah in a more glorious way. In a more glorious way. But still the Rach mentions it. He mentions an example. We can really release if yes, Ashlish, midi yisera yise, ki nam fami soni, umeisif le yesa, שנים צוחים לי בני הקדוש ברוך הוא מקפח שרח הרי אלו משלו מגמולי. So in other words, so it's משמע from the Rach that עד שליש בהיד המצווה has reference even to מפרנס המון. So what's the meaning of עד שליש being מפרנס המון? In other words, המפרנס המון. In other words, if he's mifarnes an oni, and he gives him just as much as he needs for his sustenance. Let's say an enemy comes to you and says, I don't have any money to buy food. And I have to eat 2 meals today and I don't have income. So he gives him, let's say, 2 meals is $20. So he gives him $20 in order to accommodate him with the meals. So that's butzah. So he says, Achlish, he's mechuyev to give. It's not a midyaseya. What does it mean, Achlish? So apparently from the Rachitz Mashma, that if, let's say, the minimum amount of money necessary to eat his meals in one day is $20, so then he's mechuyev to give him more than $20. How much more? Up to a third. Let's say, so if we say 1/3 of 20 is, so let's say, will be, if we say shlish mubar, now according to the Rach, we pass the chumre. So because it's the rice, so shlish mubar, if $20 is the minimum to sustain himself in one day, so then he's mechuyev to give a shlish mubar. That means he has to give him $30. Give him $30, better meals. He won't have to buy, let's say, potatoes and tomatoes and bread. He'll be able to buy maybe oranges or other things too. So he's, according to the Rach, to be chiddush, he's mechuyev to add a shlish, and the Rach pastens lechumre, mubar. So if the minimum amount that is necessary to sustain himself one day is $20, he's mechuyev to give him, to be meisif achlish mubar, to give another $10. So then, so 10 will be third, or 30, that will be shlish mubar. But that is mechuyev. But if he gives more than $30, if he gives him $40, so then he is a bigger mitzvah. If he gives him $40, he'll be able to buy steaks, lamb chops. I mean, I'm just mentioning them. So that's what that. But it's a parallel. How does the Rach mention something that has nothing to do with beauty of mitzvahs? Giving it, you see, a beautiful aspect has to do with beauty, aspect, but given only more or less has nothing to do with beautiful mitzvahs. But still, the Rach applies the halacha of Achlish, the Gabriel Noni, even though it doesn't involve any element of beauty. So I'm going to repeat what I said yesterday. Not to show you on there, so in order to accommodate you, so I'll repeat it. He says, the Torah says, L'kovidu seferas, the big tikune had to be made, L'kovidu seferas, for honor and beauty. So the question arises, honor kovid is a cardinal evil, hakino ataiva v'akovid, mitzim v'seodom v'neiva, and then beauty too, shekra achim v'hever ayev. So beauty is vain and futile, and here the Torah emphasizes that the bitikune have to be made so that they will be the covetous affairs, for covet, for honor, and so I said, I mean, this is the plain shot. There are two kinds of covet and there are two kinds of beauty. When Chazal say Akino Ataira da covet, Mitzin is Odom and Eilom, so then Chazal have reference to a person who is pursuing covet, honor for himself, to the exclusion of somebody else. There are certain people who are only pursuing honor for themselves, but for anybody else, they don't care. Everybody else can be humiliated, can be embarrassed, but insulted, they don't care. But they only care about their own self honor. So this is a cardinal evil. If a person pursues just honor for himself to the exclusion of other people, so that's a cardinal evil. So then is the source of all corruption. But suppose a person is pursuing dana for himself, but that goes hand in hand with the pursuit of honor for everybody else. In other words, from the point of view of what Rav Akiva said in Pirkei Avos, Chovivodam shenivo b'tzaron lekim, chibo yisera midasley shenivo b'tzaron lekim, chvirim yisroel shenikoyim bonim lamokim, chibo yisera midasley shenikoyim bonim lamokim. That kind of covet is a cardinal virtue and is the source of selfless and altruistic behavior. So the Bigdi Kehune had as their symbolic purpose the covet not just for the Kehanim, but for the covet of everybody else, of the whole Jewish people. When covet is pursued for oneself to the exclusion of other people, then it's a cardinal evil. But when covet is pursued for himself, together with covet being pursued for everybody else, because Chovivodam Shniva Bitzalam Lekim, so the other fellow is Bitzalam Lekim, and he is also Bitzalam Lekim, then it's a cardinal virtue. And beauty is the same thing. There are two kinds of beauty. There is beauty when the pasuk says Shek Hachem Behevra Yefi. It is reference to external beauty only, not complementing internal beauty. So that kind of beauty is vain. That kind of beauty, external beauty, not complementing internal beauty, is futile. But if the external beauty just complements sublime internal beauty, as it is expressed by Abishol, Abishol has another pshat in Zechiel Yamveil. Tanikame says Zechiel Yamveil, Esrik Noi, Zivatora Noi, Sheifa Noi, but Sukkanor, that's external beauty. Abishol says, Sekiv Amriya Ami Vihu, Ma Hu Rachon Afani Erachon, Ma Hu Chan Afani Erachon, Ma Hu Gimel Chason Afani Erachon, that's internal beauty. So both Pshotim have to go together. In other words, external beauty by itself is not a virtue, but when external beauty complements internal beauty. What is internal beauty? Anivihu, mahu rachum afani yerachum. So that's the pshat in Rabbi Chanan. So what I said yesterday, it was not just b'derech hatchush. I really think there's the pshat in Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan applies b'noye mitzvah shlish l'gabi zloki. But this is something else. Gabi esek noye, it has reference. The no mitzvah is reference to external beauty. Ligabi only, it is reference to internal beauty. Mahu rachum, afani rachum, mahu chanu. So look at the lesson of Rabbi Nachman. The Rav Amar Achlish Mishalei. Kleima muzaru li snois be mitzvah Achlish. Mikam ve'eleich meisif yesar al shlish midi yisir ha'ise. Kinam fa'amitzanu. So Achlish is mechuyef when he's in Farnas and Ami. In other words, he has to be in Farnas and Ami. And Ami has no food. He's penniless. He has no food. He will not eat breakfast and will not eat lunch. So the minimum that he can give him to accommodate him with the cheapest kind of meals is $20. So he's mechuyef. Midrash said to give him $30, not that he should have a meal that is the minimum kind of a meal. So $30, he'll be able to buy better food. But if $30 is mechuyef to give him, but if he gives him $40, so then he has a mitzvah kiyumis, a fida mitzvah. But how is it a mitzvah? How is it analogous to Esrik Noe? The answer is, There's two pshatim in Zekeren Abeyu. One is Esrik Noyes, in the Torah. There's external beauty in mitzvahs. And one is Amirihu. That's internal beauty in mitzvahs. So this comes within the Achlish, in the hidden mitzvah of internal beauty, of Amirihu. Look at the Russian of the Meisif Yesra Achlish, midi Yisera Yisei. Why do you mention Chinene? Because Ani Vehu Mahu Chanun Afato Yechanun. So he's more of a Chanun. So then it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. V'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikapeach Shorei El Mishal Nimuri Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenema Malva Adishem Chinen Dal Upashidu. דבר אחר, מה זה פשט? מכאן ואילך משה הקדוש ברוך הוא שיבו להדר המצווה בייסע משליש בדמור אין חייב כל זה מהגיע שחייב קדמי ליד המצווה אבל אם זימו לי הקדוש ברוך הוא מומן שלא מגיע הוא ביקש Lehader a mitzvah b'yesa mishlish harishus b'yod. It's an altogether different pshat. So in other words, that ad shlish is mishaloi. So he's even mechuyev in order to be meisi and hida mitzvah. Hida mitzvah of external beauty. Hida mitzvah of internal beauty. Let's say in being mifanis and only. So he is mechuyev even to be matriach himself in order to be meisif at shlish and hida mitzvah. But more than shlish, he shouldn't do it. In other words, suppose there is an oni who has no food for the day, and he is a man of means. So the minimum that is necessary for the oni to eat the minimum kind of a meal is $20, but he's mechuyev even to sustain a little bit of a hardship and to give him $30. Even though it will mean he will not be able, let's say, to buy certain luxuries for himself if he gives him $30, but he's mechuyev. Masha'in chei, more than $30, so then any luxuries for himself has a din of dine, as against the necessities of the Lord. So, avolim zimulei shimbo lahadra amitzvah b'yesa mishlish b'demero in chayef kol zem yigi. He doesn't have to work hard. Shechayef kidney. He doesn't mean chayev kidney. He doesn't mean chayev in the sense of making a livelihood. Of course, chayev kidney. And even up to shlish, if chayecho is kidney. Chayecho is kidney, not talking pikach nefesh. Let's say a person makes $20,000 and he needs $20,000 to support himself. So of course, he's not mechuyev to give an oni anything because his livelihood is first. His livelihood is first, but what he means, migiye means, he's not mechuyev to have any hardship. Let's say, up to a third, he's mechuyev to have it sustain a minor hardship. Let's say, in order to give him $10 more, he has to go to the bank, he has to drive the car, he can involve something. So he's mechuyev to do it. But to give more than shlish, that is not mechuyev to be yogiyah. If he has it available without yogiyah, fine.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Maybe the, how do we know the Rache is talking about an ani in the second pshat? Maybe he's talking about just...
okay, oh, that's fine.
So then we can
understand. But the Rach in the before equated the Hidon Mitzvah of internal beauty in the sense of ani vihu with Hidon Mitzvah of external beauty. So whatever he says here is true of both Hidon Mitzvah. Why not? I'm not saying he's talking only about an ani. He's talking about Hidon Mitzvah. But we see from the Rach that there are two aspects of Hidon Mitzvah. One aspect is of external beauty, Esed Noi, Esed Torah Noi, and one aspect of Hidon Mitzvah is internal beauty, Anilu.
Because maybe you can understand Shechayiv Kodmin means that it's Legabi Mitzvah. So, Enochin Ami, if it was Legabi an Ani, so I have to support myself before I support an Ani. But if it's Legabi a Mitzvah, so then I have to sustain a certain loss in order to...
If it's a question of suffering a diminution in his own livelihood, that's more mechinesh. So Mitzvah too is not mechuyev, you know, to suffer a diminution in his livelihood. Let's say, if suppose a person needs, in order to live, you know, a normal life without hardship, $20,000 a year. So he will not be mechuyev even to spend $50 on an estate. If that will interfere with his sustenance, because a diminution in the sustenance is more than a chemish. Chemish means even he's a multimillionaire, a billionaire, like Misha Arachim. He's not mechuyev, he's not allowed to spend more than a chemish on mitzvahs. But if somebody is poor, and any amount might reduce his livelihood, so then it's more than a chemish. Now then, this Rach has so many chidush. Then he says, V'amadu ha-mitzvah mishubach, ki dechazinen bin yachanik, V'amadrin ne'er lechol echot v'echot, V'amadrin min ha-madrin, clear, yeah. So, Revelu Nisefer mentions this Rach. Revelu has a chkire, the union of the Chanukah. The Chanukah is near Rishu Beis. Mitzvahs Chanukah near Rishu Beis. The Amadrin near Lecholach Alecht. The Amadrin in Amhadrin Bishamayimrin in Rishin Madlik Shmeino Mikan Veilich Pechiz Veilich Ubisilayimrin in Rishin Madlik Achas Mikan Veilich Meisi Veilich. So Ravol has a shayle. The Hidon Mitzvah, the Mahatrin, Mahatrin, Amhadrin in Chanukah, is it also based upon the same din of Zekili Mambeo, like Luev Noe, Sukenoi, or it's a special hour? So Ravel says that how could we say that it's the same halacha as Luev Noe, Sukenoi? There we have a limit. There we have a limit of Achlish, but here it's more than Achlish. Imagine, the first night he lights one candle, so one candle costs probably, let's say, a quarter. Then, the second night, he pays two quarters. The third night, he pays three quarters. The fourth night, four quarters. So it's much more than Achlish. If how could it be based upon the general din of Hidon Mitzvah, there is limit. But actually, but on the Chanukah, it's always more than Shlish. Yeah. explanation of this Alevi raises the question, why are the Chachomim misakin by Nechamike a din of Mehadrin and Mehadrin Amad? We don't find it in other mitzvahs. So Ravel says, L'cher Yeshleima, Dileemes, הרי מוצאים אותם בשום מצווה סדינים, שום מצווה מן המופרה. מודעה שכן במילה, בציצין שנמעקבין, וכנה מבלולה דינוי כדי כושה, ומכל מוקר ממצווה מן המופרה, בו יעדות. So, why is Chanukah unique? So we have a dinner, a general dinner with a mitzvah. So why does Alevi say, why is it that Chanukah we have a special dinner with you? But the answer is that בכל מוקים הרי זו גופה מיצו לחתחילה שיצא המיצו בידו ומן המופכה כי דרשינם ועמבלו ישנוי לפניו מיצוס זהו יישאית כל הנרדיני כי מבויה בשבס דף כפלמדגימו שם ויסוק את דפלמדגימו אולם הרי קיימלון בקיימלון בבולקן מדפטס דהידו מיצו השליש ממיצו וייסר מכל דליקים בעדיר המצווה, ובנחני כערי לאילה מהידו ייסר משליש, וממילא דין מכוי הבידו זה, וזהו ששונים לעמד ונאר לכל אחד לאחות, תיקח הוא דירו של מצווה זו, למשרי אצל עדיה, והמדרים נמדרים אני משרי אצל עיקרים, מצווה מהמופרה, כנבויה ברמב״ם, אבל חיוב הלקה בזה, משמדה וייסר משליש. In other words, he explained the Bisalim. The Beis Halevi says that Chanukah is a special aloche, of Ido Mitzvah. So why is it Chanukah? There is a general din of Hasnir from the Mitzvah. The answer is, as far as the general Mitzvah of Hasnir from the Mitzvah, there is a limit actually, and by Chanukah, so it's made, the Mahatrin, the Mahatrin, it's Yisam Shlish. So this kind of Ido is not like the Hido in mitzvahs in general. There, it is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Actually, we are mechuyev. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Mashinke mechanike, it's only a mitzvah mamufcha. But he has no avir. Let's say in general by mitzvahs, if a person buys the cheapest esrog and doesn't even add a shlish to marry a more beautiful esrog, he's a chayte. Because he's mevatel, whether I feel the rights of it, abundance, machlekes, rach and the rosh, mashinki machaniki, is no avere. Suppose a person is madlik one meyer every day for the whole family, he has no avere. That's only a hidden mitzvah in his chsides. So that's why the Beis Halevi says, by chanike there is a special aloch of you, but it's not based upon the general din of you. Why isn't it based upon the general din of Ido? Because the general din of Ido has a certain weight, a certain limit, and here it's more than the limit. So, of the Chanukah are le'ilam ha'ido yeis ha'mishlish, u'meyla dein mechuyah b'ido ze, v'zeu she'shaninu tam hadrin ne'el cholach ve'achot, tikachu huidu ha'shemitzuzu, limisharei tzalad, it's optional then, it's a middle series, but it's not mechuyah. והמחתם אנושי, היא ריצה ריקאי מסלם מופכה. כמבויה ברמב״ם, אבל חיוב הלקה בזה, די משמדה וייסה משליש, באיפן שמי אתה קונה, נחניקה שוב לכל המצווה, די יש בס יוסו משהו מיקרא מצווה, ליקווה, ומה של הידו ומצווה מופכה. אבל בשור כל המצווה, גם זה למצווה, שיעס לו יסתור חוסר מהמופכה. ובנחניקה ביצוי הזה יש משום דלעים המהיד או יש המשליש. So, he says, actually, the din of Hido Mitzvah, the din of Mitzvah Shlish, applies to Chanukah too. But then, but by Chanukah, he's not mechuyev to be madlik near lechol achad v'achad, and to be meisif every night he can do. The answer is because it's always more than a shlish, so it's not mechuyev. But it's a mirz chasides, but it's the same din. And then he says that the Rach says it, that he mentions the Rach in Shabbos and the Rach here on the Lokan. Now let's see the Rach believes in Baba Kama. Madar ha-mitzvah mishubach. In other words, Madar mitzvah yeisa mishlish is mishubach. So what does he mention? The hidur, the mahatran of Nechanik, because the mahatran of Nechanik is always yeisa mishlish. Kidtaninam b'nechanik v'amadrin ne'eloch alecha v'achot v'amadrin min amadrin. That's the rach here in Ovakame. Then there is a rach in Shabbos too. That's from the Yom. In Perei Dalad Milchus Chanukah, Aloch Aleph, Kamon Eris Umadlik B'Chanukah Mitzvoso sheyeh kol bayis ubayis madlik nerachit. That's the chayv, the ish chayv. Bein shehoi anshe abayis nerubin, bein shelehoi beyalor mechot. Vahamadres ha-mitzvah, madlik neres kimiyen anshe abayis, ner lechol echot vechot, bein anoshim bein noshim. Vahamadr yeise al ze, veise mitzvah min amufcha, madlik ner lechol echot balayla, Horishay, Umesi Behilich, Becholaila Velaila Neracht. So in other words, the Rambam passes that the Mahatrin and the Mahatrin and Mahatrin is done by the Balabais. In other words, suppose if he has a family of 10, if the members in the family are 10, so the first night is Madlik, the Balabais is Madlik 10 years, the second night is Madlik 20 years. The third night is Madlik 30 Neres, and the eighth night is Madlik 80 Neres. But who is Madlik all the Neres? The Rambam mentions the Balabais. Not that each member of the household is Madlik himself. That's the way the Rambam mentions the Mahatrin and the Mahatrin min Amad. But let's see how the Rambam mentions it. Fresh Ein Aleph Siv Beis Kamen Eres Madlik V'lal Rishin Madlik Yachot Mikam V'Elich Meisi V'Elich Echot V'Chol Aylo Sh'at Sh'B'Lel Achrein Yiru Shmeino V'Afilim Rabim Ne'abayis Li'adlik V'Yisa. Okay, that's the Mechaba Pasmas like this, isn't it? V'Yei Shemrim D'Chol Echot Mine'abayis Yadlik V'chein ha-minek poshet. So Ravel says that there is a variance between the Pshitas Rambam and the Pshitas Rambam. According to the Rambam, so the Mahatam and Mahatam means that the Balabais is Madlik Ordinaires, corresponding with the number of members in the household. But according to the Rambam, Balabais is only Madlik 1 year, the first night. 2 years is the second night. But every member of the household lights separately. So Ravel says that the reason as to why there is a variance between the Rambam and the Ramo is Lishitosai. There is a Gemara. In Borotan, in Shabbos. Yeah. Das Kufla mit Gimlam und Beis. Mardu Katana. They're the beginning of the, at the top of the, of the, of the Omer. Mardu Katana, Kule, Kol Tzorch Mule, La Suyamai. Because the Mishnah says, Kol Tzorch, Eisim Kol Tzorch Mule B'Shabbos. Because Mila Bisman is there for Shabbos. So what is it now? The Kol Tzorch Mule. Kol Tzorch Mule, La Suyamai. La Suyamai, the Tzorch Rabbon. Hamol, Kolzman Shuraisi Bimilo Chizeya Beina Ratzitzin Hamakrines Amilo Beina Ratzitzin Shein Akrines Amilo Pireish Al Tzitzin Hamakrines Amilo Chizeya Al Tzitzin Shein Hamakrines Amilo Ein Chizeya. What is the Ole? The Ole, I mean, so is the thing, the foreskin on top of the git. So there's a certain tzitzin that is a minimum. If he doesn't cut them off, so then he's not mekayim mitzvas mila. But suppose he cuts off enough so that the Torah is nisgala, even though certain pieces of flesh still remain, so he's mekayim mitzvah. So the minimum of tzitzin that has to be removed, that is indispensable for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Mila, is called Tzitzin HaMakrines HaMila. But then the other trimmings, you know, that is done, is called Tzitzin Shein HaMakrines HaMila. Because suppose he removes the Ole so much that the Ator is Nisgale, even though there are certain pieces that remain, he's becoming Mrs. Mila. So it's called Tzitzin Shein HaMakrines HaMila. Some Mela Ligabi Shabbos, the halacha is that Eisim Kol Tzorch Mila B'Shabbos, that Mila Bismano is Dicha Shabbos, so not only is he allowed to remove the minimum of tzitzit that are dispensable for the fulfillment of the mitzvah. In other words, he's allowed to remove on Shabbos all the tzitzit. Provide, that's called even the teaching Sheinu Makvenes Amila. Sheinu Makvenes Amila. Provided he didn't take away his hand from the Zema. As long as he's engaged in cutting off the Ole, even though he already cut off enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Mila, he's still allowed to keep on cutting off the Ole in order to remove even the tzitzin shein makris amil. But suppose he uses the zemel and he cuts off the minimum of tzitzin that is indispensable for full mitzvah. Then he decides he'll take a rest. And he puts down the zemel, the sacking, on the table. Then 5 minutes later he decides, well, I have to finish the trimmings. So then he's not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Because since it's not me'akev in the mitzvah mila, some mila is not the Shabbos. But before he let off his hand from the zemel, then it's one nice mila. So he's allowed to do it to be mechal Shabbos, even on something that is only mitzvah mila. Because the tzitzin shei matnes mila is only mitzvah mila. Because it's not. Basic. It could be Mikhail Mrs. Miller without making all the trimmings, as long as he cuts off enough so that the Torah is Nisgal. So that, now let's see how the Rambam mentions the minimum of Mrs. Miller. Thank you. Halacha Beis. Kinsat Mealin, Chitkin Skolaria, Hanachatos Hator, Ashit Isgalo Korato, Vahakein Kirim Sakhum. In other words, so the meaning is, then it says in Halacha Gimel, Yesh Tzitzin Meaknes Amile, Yesh Tzitzin Shein Meaknes Amile, Kinsat, in Misha Meir Ore, Ir Achifo, Riv Govo Shalator, Ariz Orok Meshoyo. וזהו העיר הוציץ המעקיף. ונישה ממנו מיד שנחליף הריב גיבו של התורו, זה הוציץ של המעקיף. In other words, if there is a foreskin that covers up the ריב גיבו של התורו, then it's הוציץ המעקיף. He was not kind of me. But suppose that his left doesn't cover up the review of that Torah, but just a little bit, a mute of that Torah, of the give of that Torah. So then it's a situation in Mark. But there is a mitzvah mufra to remove everything. So how about Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Shabbos, as long as he didn't put down the Zemar, so he is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even on cutting off the new tzitzit that are not chilfe, the review of that Torah. Because it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. It's not Mika mitzvah, it could be Mikaim, the basic mitzvah mile without it. But there's a mitzvah mufra. And as long as it's done in one act, so it's also the Hashabbos. Masha'in Kain, if you put down the Zemel, and then 5 minutes later he wants to pick it up again and finish up the trimmings of tzitzin shei maknas amile, so then he's not allowed to. This is what the Gemara says. Tana Rabba, hamol kol zman sheyisim mile chizei bein al tzitzin hamaknas amile bein al tzitzin shei maknas amile pireish al tzitzin hamaknas amile chizei al tzitzin shei maknas amile ina chizei. Now, there is a machleket between the Rambam and the two. The Torah says that when the Gemara says Al Tzitzin Shein Ma'aknes Amile, the trimmings that are not basic in the mitzvah of Mile, so on Shabbos, if he put away the Zemar, he's not allowed to take the Zemar because it's not the Shabbos. But Becheir, even if he put down the Zemar, he's still mechuyev to do the trimmings that in Ma'aknes Amile. The Rambam is chayuk, and the Rambam shit is that not only on Shabbos. On Shabbos is not allowed. Bechayim, if he wants to do it, there is no Isa, but he's not mechuyev to do it. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah. Now, let's see, let's go over the Gemara. Again, Tafkif Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. It would be good if you have a Gemara on Shabbos. מיד הקטן כולי כל צורך מילה לעשוי מהי לעשוי עוד איתם רבנון המול כל זמן שאיזה מילה חיזה בין הרציצים המאקנס המילה בין הרציצים שאי מאקנס המילה פירש הרציצים המאקנס המילה חיזה הרציצים שאי מאקנס המילה נחיזה מן תנא פירש נחיזה אומר על הלאחונו, אומר רבי יחנן, רבי שמו בני של רבי יחנן בברייקי, תתניה, אבו עושה שחליז בשבס. So, the Gemara says it first. Who is the Tanya? He says that the moment he puts down the Zemar, so then he cannot take the Zemar and finish up the trimmings. That's רבי שמואל בני של רבי יחם פרקי דתניה אבו עושה שחליז בשבס מפשיט הפסח על החוזה דיבר רבי שמואל בני של רבי יחם פרקי וחכום מיני מפשיט דסקולי נאו דסנדר in a korban was that when the kanim moshechit a behemoth, so then they started to flay it, to flay the behemoth. So let's see in the Kabbalah Talmud. So then, so that the seder was that they started from the legs. Now let's see the Rashi. Mafit a pesach at achris chaz hani pirish ditnan misachas tamid gabi ifshit ei shoyu maschu min haraglai voyo mafshit vihirayit at she magia lechaz higiyan he says mafshit vihirayit. Now he starts from the haraglai. Why is it mafshid ve'eret? So it should be mafshid ve'eret. The answer is the behemoth after the shchita was hung up in the opposite way. You know, the legs on top and the head of the body. So he started to flay the skin, you know, of the behemoth. So mainly it's mafshid ve'eret because the leg is here and the head is here. So it's mafshid v'yirat. Gabe fshitei shoy maslin raglai voyo mafshid v'yirai gache magia l'chaz. So he started to flay from the legs until he reached the chest of the baby. And then higia l'chaz. So then he stopped flaying. And then he started to make mituach, to cut off the head. הגיעה לחוזר חותך הסרש ונוסנו למי שזוכה בה והקין הקוריים ומירק והפית שמע מנו מי שהגיעה לחוזר סיליק יורדים נהפית. So when the Kianim flay the behime, they didn't flay all the skin of the behime at once in one continuous act. First they flay the behime from the legs up to the chest, then they engaged in nituach, cutting of the head, cutting of the other things, and then after the nituach they finished the flay. So that was when it was done by Misachel. So there is no isaf meloch. But suppose Erev Pesach is Shabbos and the akove of the Kav Pesach is Dechah Shabbos. So all the tzorch Yaakove is Dechah Shabbos, not only the Shchita. The Afshote, the flame, is can also be the Man Shabbos, because this part and parcel of the mitzvah of Yaakove. So Mele, the question arises, can he, suppose he follows up the same Seder, that when the Kianim follow up the Meisachir. So Meisachir, the Seder was, according to Mishnah in Tamid, that they started to flay the skin of the behemoth from the ground, and they went down as the behemoth is hung, you know, with the legs on top and the head of the bottom, until, so the Seder was, they did flaying until they reached the chest. But the moment they reached the chest, they stopped the flame. And they started to make a nituach. So the question is, so b'meisachayim, of course, after the nituach, they finish the flame from the chest to the head. But Shabbos, can they finish after they stop the flame at the chest and they engage themselves in cutting off certain evil? Then can they later on proceed with the flame? So on that point there is machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechon Breike and the Chacham. So the Tanya Abosho Shchalias B'Shabbos Mafshit HaPesach HaDachoz Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechon Breike. So let's see the Rashi. I get he called Rabbi Shmuel that on Shabbos, since he stopped, he interrupted the flaying when he reached the chest and he stopped, then after that he's not allowed to resume the flaying, because it's not indispensable for the Kima Mitzvah to finish up the flaying after the chest. But after the chest, you have to flay because you have to take out, so it can be made Sidainam, and so then, so that is basic. But after he flayed the behemoth up to the chest, so he's able to take out the imam anyway. So Mele, after that, he's not allowed to proceed and finish up the flaying of the rest of the vein, because that is not the Eicha Shabbos. That's Rabbi Shmuel of Neisha Rabbi Yechon Breik. Become a Rabbi Shmuel, Shudan Gimel Mafit, Shudan the Pirish, have a Chazor and Mil Sedas, Harokel and Nafshe, Vishalo Yitzirach, Koveya, Tunge di Titzin Lemach. And the Chachamim say that even after he interrupted the flame, so later, let's say an hour later, he can proceed to flay again the other parts of the body of the Bein, and even on Shabbos. So what's the Machlekes? Why does Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechon Breik say that once he stopped the flaying, he's not allowed on Shabbos to resume the flaying? Because since he stopped, so then it's a new Maise. As long as he doesn't stop, so it's not a new Maise. Because it's one continuous act. So even the things that are not indispensable for the Kima Mitzvah is the Eicha Shabbos. But the moment he interrupted the flaying and he started to cut off certain Ivorim, so then if he resumes flaying again, so it's a new Maise, and that new Maise is not Me'akiv in the Korban. So mainly it's not Eicha Shabbos, but so then you ask, so how is he allowed to proceed as long as he doesn't interrupt? Because then it's one Maise. So then, even the mitzvah min hamufcha is the Eicha Shabbos. So the Gemara says that the Braise that says al tzitzin, that as long as he didn't put down the zemel shangle, so then he can be mechal Shabbos and the tzitzin sheni makim samil also. But the moment he puts down the zemel, he's not allowed. So that's like Rabbi Shmuel Nation of Yechon Breik, because according to the Chachamim, so just as over there he says that he's allowed on Shabbos to resume the flame, even though he already did minimal flame, still he's allowed to do more flame. So here too, even though he already removed the minimum of the oil that is indispensable for the Kima Mitzvah Mile, so he should be allowed to pick up the sacking again, the zemel again, and finish up the chimp. That's what the Gemara says. Man Omar Rav Barachon Omar Rabbi Yechonen Man Tane Pirish in Chizir Omar Rav Barachon Omar Rabbi Yechonen Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechon Breik Titanya Abosu Shchalis Bishabes Mafit HaPesach HaLachoz Tire Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechonen. But after he interrupted the flame, he's not allowed to proceed with the flame, because Sinu Ascholi Sinu Mais V'chachon Yimim Mafit Neskoli. So the Gemara says, no, Mina Atkan Likom Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechon Breik Osom Mishim Lebinon Zekeli Vanvei Aval Hoche Dibinon Zekeli Vanvei Ochana. Maybe even Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechon Breike will be chelik on the price, and he'll say that even if he put down the zemel, so he's allowed to pick up the zemel to finish up the trimmings. That is in maximum. It's not ma'akif, but it's not ma'akif in the Ikra mitzvah. But he will not be mikayim the Hila mitzvah. From the point of view of Zekeli Van Veo, so he will not be mikayim the Zekeli Van Veo if he just removes the tzitzin ma'akif amile. As long as there will be certain pieces of flesh that cover the mute of that Torah, right? They won't hover and cover the reiv of that Torah, but they'll cover and mute that Torah, so it's not so beautiful. It's not consistent with Zekeli Vanveil. When is it consistent with Zekeli Vanveil? When all the teaching that cover up that Torah, even the mute that Torah, are removed. So Mele Efsha, even Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shal Rabbi Yechanan Breike, who says over there, the moment he interrupted the flame, he is not allowed to resume flaying, because there is not mechuyev to do more, any more flaying. Because suppose he doesn't flay from the chest to the head, so he will not be mevatel the mitzvah of Zekeli Vanveil. Some mele is not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Mashenkin here, even if he put down the zemar, so if he doesn't finish up the trimmings, so then he'll not be mekayim the chiyuv of the Zekeli Vanveil. Some mele, even if he put down the zemar, maybe Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shal Rabbi Yechanan Breike will agree that he still can start to pick up the zemar again and finish up the tunics.
What was the purpose behind being filleting the skin if it wasn't to be Mekayim Zekeli Vanveil? What was it? I mean, the Chachamim say it's mutter, even it's Docher Shabbos.
What was the purpose? It was the Natna Chuyah did, but the year that was the Seder. They flayed all the skin, even though they were not Mechuyah to flay all the skin. They were only Mechuyah to flay the skin up to the chest. So then they are able to take out Ema. But the rest, not. So the Gemara says, Mimai, Adkan, Nikomer, Bishmur, Nisho, Bichma, Prikosom, Mishon, Li, Binon, Zekir, Anveyu. Avo, Hocha, the Binon, Zekir, Anveyu, Hocha, Namen, maybe he will not agree with this price. And they'll say that even if he put down this Ema, he's allowed on Shabbos to pick up this Ema again in order to fulfill his mitzvah of Zekeli Vanveil. Aval hochad binu Zekeli Vanveil hachanam, ditanye Zekeli Vanveil, his noy lifan of mitzvahs asei, mitzvahs, asei lifan of suke noy, filu of noy, vishifa noy, tzitzis noy, siftzera noy, וכסי בלשמוע ביטיון נוי, ביקום נוי, בלב לרומן, וכייך בישראל נוי, אבל שואל אם יבן ויהיה ודין נוי, מהו חנו ורחום, אף אתה יחן ורחום. So, how do you know that רבי שמוע בני של רבי חפריקה will agree with the din the price? אלו, אומר רב אשי, הומן הרבי איסי, that the price that says that Pirish is Yodei, so then in Chizer of Al Tzitzin Shirim Atmos Amile is a cause of the Shita of Abyeis. That's an Adalinian altogether. Ditnan Bein Yireh Be'olil in Chalmos HaShabbos. The Aloch is that if they deem who are sent by Bezd to observe the new moon, if they see the new moon, they are Mechuyev to go immediately to be Savad and testify this on the moon. And suppose they have to go Chus L'Tchum B'Machal Shabbos. So they are allowed, because Kiddush Ma'adim and Kiddush Ma'adim is Deich HaShabbos. That's the Allah. So Tanakhama says that if Eidim see the moon, whether it is seen sometime they see the moon, and the moon is very small, like a thin crescent, so only on the high mountains in Eretz Yisrael it can be seen. But for those who do not go up the high mountains in Eretz Yisrael will not be able to see it. So that's lo nirabol. But nirabol means that the new moon is not in the form of a thin crescent, but it's very big. If it's very big, so in all probability, other Eidim will be able to see it. If it's very small, and it only appears on the high mountains, like a thin crescent, so then in all probability, the people who did not ascend the high mountains will not even be able to see it. So Mele Bezni will not be able to Mikari Zachirish. That's called Lo Nirabol. But if it is seen big, so then no possibility other Jews will be able to see it, who did not ascend the high mountains. So then we could say, why should these Eidim be allowed to go Chushlitzchon? After all, it's not indispensable for the Kriyas and Abis, because if they don't walk Chushlitzchon, other Jews who live within the Tchum, in all probability, will also see the Levana. So, there's a machlokes between Tanekame and Rabbis, Titnan, Benchi Yirabel. Yirabel means that it was seen big. So then, without the walking, in all probability, other Eidim will come and testify. And there will be a Kiddush HaKiddush anyway. So, Ben Shalom Yirabel is Michal in all of his Hashabbos. Of course, the Yirabel is the Vaposhet. But even Yirabel, the Sanakam says, is Michal in his Hashabbos. Rabbi Yehi is saying, Yirabel is Michal in his Hashabbos. Because what's the purpose? In all probability, other people who did not ascend the mountains will also see it, so they will come to Bezin. So it's not indispensable for the Kriyas and Adish and for the Kiddush HaChiddush that they should walk Chutz Litzchon. Now let's see the Rashi. Rebina Zakir Rambeu, the Achen Tlaseimarim, and Hida Mitzvah, Beifu Bosa. Avod Yifu Mila Mitzri, Heve Dimele, the Lashnam, the Yam Yivu, Esas Mikomeo Dagodoch, Benchin Yerachidus, means the minimum is Levane, be Alo Begilu, Lakeo, when it's seen big, Vieshli Dasharu, Bezden Vakrivenem, Vin Tzorch Lerein Chutz Litzchum Lechal Shabbos, Ulhov Lhoi Lifin Bezden is Mechal, Rabbi Yisim Meir, Alme Afagad Yike Mitzvah, but it goes without saying, that even if it's near the oil and the Kiddush HaChiddush is not contingent upon these Eidim walking Chutz Litzchon, but still there is a mitzvah to go to Beis Avah. Suppose it's not Shabbos, so then of course it's a mitzvah incumbent upon the Eidim who saw the moon, even though it's near the oil, and in all probability other Eidim will testify. If they don't come, still it's a mitzvah to go and testify. So we have a machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbis. So I come Tanakam, even if it's near the oil, but since there is still a mitzvah in going to Bezin, so it's the Shabbos, even though it's not indispensable for the Kriya Samadis. And according to Rabbis, not. It's not indispensable for Kima Mitzvah of Kvias Magim. When Chanlinon, for Chaname Pirish, they have a salted hill, Kioche, the Loitzer Gavea, Lema Chanlinon. So here too, just as Abisi says over there, that if it's Biola, it's not indispensable for the Kima Mitzvah. It's not the Rishabes. So here too, since he already removed the Tzitzel Makmes Amile, and he already interrupted the act of cutting off the ole, so Mele is not allowed to pick up this emel again and do it. Rabbis in the Alma of Rabbi Kimitzvah, King Labitzel Gabeo, in Halimon, the Hanamet Pirish, that has halted the hill, Kihoche, the Lich, the way alone Halim. So, the Gemara says, is the Hadetu. My dear Mayat can become a beast also, the Limitro Shabbos Lidoches, Avil Hoche, Nitro Shabbos Lidoches, Hochanam, because over there, according to the beast, is Shite, Kiddush Miadim is only Deche Shabbos, if the Hagodah Seder is necessary. But if it's near the oil, so my old Papa Berger will be 100 other Eidim who come to Bezin. So it's not needed. So maybe it's not even meet Midrash Shabbos. Mashinkin here, suppose he didn't put down the Zemel, then it's meet Midrash Shabbos. But the only problem was because he put down the Zemel. So since, at the very outset, so even the tzitzin shini makanis amile, abeich haShabbos, when it's done, as part and parcel of one continuous act, so it's maybe Rabbi Yisrael b'Neideh, that even when he put down the zemel, he's still allowed to do it. So there's the final maskone. Rabbonon de pliga leite rabbis, ditnan. Abo kehani mechnosin, shnaim biyodim shni zdorim, shnaim biyodim shni bzichin, ve abo magdim lifneim, shnaim litrum shni zdorim, shnaim litrum shni bzichin, hamachnisim in bitzofen, ופנים מדורם, והמיצים מנגים בדורם ופנים לסופן, אלו מישכים ואלו מנדיכים, כפחי של זה בצטיפה של זה, משום שנאמר לפני עד השם תמיד. רבי יסיר מיר, אפילו אלו מיתרים ואלו מניחים, אף זה היה תמיד. Now there's a mitzvah on Shabbos to put down the chalas on the shulchan. And the chalas that were put down on one Shabbos will stay on the shulchan until the following Shabbos. Let's say, if the Kohanim put down the chalas and Shabbos brachos, so they stayed on the shulchan till Shabbos Neach. And then they were taken away when the new chalas were put on the shulchan. So the question is, according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yisrael, so the halacha was that the Kohanim were not allowed to pick up the old chalas of last Shabbos, until they started to put down the new chalas. Let's say, so there was a group of four Kohanim who came in to take away the chalas of the previous Shabbos, and there was a group of four Kohanim who came in to put down the table the chalas of this Shabbos. So let's say it's Shabbos Neach and Shabbos Bereishis, so the chalas were put on the shulchan Neach. Then on Shabbos Neach, two groups of Kohanim coming. One group is supposed to pick up the chalas of last Shabbos. The other group is supposed to put down the chalas of this Shabbos. But since the Torah says lifonai tomit, that means that the chalas have to be placed and they have to be kept on the shulchan all the time. So mele, the group of Kohanim, the four Kohanim, whose job was to pick up the chalas of last week, were not allowed to pick up the chalas of last week until the group of Kohanim that started to put down the chalas of this week. Let's say this hand represents the hand of the group of Kohanim that is putting down the chalas of this week. So then there is Kohanim who start to put down the chalas of this week, and as the Kohanim are trying to put down putting down the chalas of this week, then the other group of Kohanim pick up the chalas of last week. But until the chalas of this week is placed on the shulchan, so the Kohanim cannot pick up the chalas of last week. But when once the Kohanim put down the chalas, the new chalas, and while they still have their hand on the shulchan, then the other group of Kohanim picks up the chalas of last week. But suppose they already took away the chalas of last week, of the chalas of last week, then they will not be mekayim the mitzvah of hoyo lifanai tomit, because there will be 1 minute when the shulchan will be without any chalas. Let's say at 7 o'clock in the morning, the Kohanim take away the chalas of last week, and at 5 after 7, the other group of Kohanim put down the chalas of this week. So for 5 minutes, the shulchan was without chalas. So that will will not conform of holy finitum. But Rabbeis, he says, even if the chalas of last week is taken away in the morning and Shabbos, and the new chalas of this week is put down in the afternoon, it's also holy finitum, as long as it's in the same day. So the chalas of the new week is put on the table in the same day that the chalas of the previous week were taken away, so it's always done. There's the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbeis. Rabbanan the plegel of Rabbeis. Itnan abo kehanim nichnosim shnayim biyodom shnei zdorim ושניים יודם שני בסיכן ואבו נקדים לפניהם שניים ליטומים שני סדורים ושניים ליטו שני בסיכן עבדו עוד חלס ואנכניסים בצופים מפנים לדורים והמצינים בדורים מפנים לצופים אלו מישכים ואלו מניחים תפחש לזה בסד שיפש לזה. In other words, both hands are on the same table. משום שנאמר לפני תמיד רבי יסעימיה אפילו אלו נתנים ואלו מניחים אף זה היו תמיד. So what bearing did it have here? So he says רבונם דפליגי עלי רבי יסעי גבי לך מחל אבו כאנו נכנוסים להיך בשעבס להסידו לך רפם שני סדורים שתיים ארוחס שלכם שני פסיכים פסיכים that's the kele that had לבינו שתי קפיס מלאיס לבינו כי תחסיב ונוסעת על מערכס לבינו זקו מקדים לפניהם שניים ליטל מהשולחון שני סדורים הישונים ושניים ליטל שני פסיכים והשולחון הוא ינוסון אורקים מזרח למאירו ואלה אינגים מזה לריח השולחון בצופן ואלה אינגים לנגל לידורן ודווקא מכניסים לצופן תכל צופן אין יחשיב עשו כי דאמרים הם מסך הסוק גבי חילוק לכם הפונים משמר עשה מייציז והנכנס הנכנס והייציס הנכנוסים חלקים בסופת כי שאיר הנכנוס רבי יסעי אומר אפילו אלו נתנו תחילו ומסלקים כולם לשולחון ולחם השום הנכנעים הוא אף זה תמיד ומה אני מקיים תמיד שלא יולין שולחון ולא לחם as long as it's not יולין ולא לחם so it's okay ולרבונו ישקלה וישפקלה ועוד המסדרה למיכלו תמיד אלא אסור להחליטה ונמצא שמסעקיב שולחון בלחם וגבי פירש נמי כעודר עושה נלס החליטה ורבי יסי דאומה כי שפקה והודה מסחלה נמי תמידו ודחוד מלסי הוכה נמי פירש ישחי זה אף על פי שאין מעקבין תיקול את מה מלסי so the מחלוקס between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisi is on the question suppose you start doing a certain act and then you take away your eat spirish and then 5 minutes later you resume the act. Is it considered a new act or is considered a one hemshach, one continuous act, in spite of the interruption? So according to the Rabbanan, if there is an interruption in the chalas and the shulchan for one moment, so then when you put down the challah of the new Shabbos, so then it's immunized. So maybe you don't conform to the Lifanai Tamid. But according to Rabbi Yisi, even when there is an interruption, it's considered one single act with an interruption. So maybe the price here that says that if you put down the Izemah, then he's not allowed to resume again because the braise accords with Rabbanan of Rabbi Yisi. So according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yisi, if the Kehan take away at 7 o'clock, the old Chalas, and then at 5 after 7, the other Kehan put down the new Chalas, so Adam Mivatl, the Mitzvah of Tamid. Tamid means that they should stay continually. But according to Rabbi Yisi, even though it did not stay continually, as long as a day didn't pass without challah, so it's considered like one act, so here too, even though we put down the zemel, It's not in Raskoli. It's the same act, some Mele is there for Shabbos. And the Gemara remains that. Now, so, Ravava says, now here we have a Machlekes. Here we have a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah. Of course, all the Rishonim Paskin, except the Baraita, Paskin, that once he puts down the Zemel, so then he's not allowed on Shabbos to pick up the Zemel in order to finish the Trumas. But according to the Rambam, on Shabbos is not allowed, and Misachir is not mechuyev to do it. According to the Torah, on Shabbos is not allowed, but in Chayil is mechuyev to do it. So Ravel said something strange. He said, what's the machlekes between the Tur and the Rambam? And there are more pastings in the Chasmire like the Tur. So he said the machlekes is on this question. There is a need of Hidamitz. The Gemara says that the reason is why we have to trim off the Tzitzin Sheini Machlekes, that's because of Zekeri Van Leif. So it's Hidamitz. Can there be a kiyum of Ida Mitzvah after the Ika Mitzvah was fulfilled? That's it. There's a mitzvah of Ida Mitzvah to take a beautiful essay. Suppose somebody, Sukkes, took an essay that is kosher, not beautiful. Then, an hour later, somebody brings him the most beautiful essay. Is it mechuyev to take the essay again? So according to the two